Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, that was Randy Morris rockin'. We're rockin' here Saturday night. It's Saturday Night Wild and Live with Psyche's Gone Wild. We have Pamela here. She is our musical love and relationship business and finance person. She does a little bit of it all. She does. She's got her, I'll say, her angel group, and it's like they will rat you out. It's awesome. I do a little bit of card reading, so it's like we haven't really discussed our format, but it's like you're going to get a little double dip of both here, so it's like doing a not exactly a round table. I don't know. I guess you could call it a two-table, Pamela. We're going to do a two-step.
That sounds good.
So tell everybody how to get a hold of you when you're not here on air. And one of the things we do recommend for you guys is, you know, because it's always a lot clearer, I'll say it that way, clearer for a psychic person to be able to read for you, you know, read your personal stuff. If you pay for that little bit of time, you know, to have a personal reading with them, simply because there's no, you know, other, like, I'll say outside interference. And it's like, Pamela has a nice way of saying that, so it's like, I should zip my lips now and just let her talk.
Right.
Take it away, Pamela.
And the other thing is, you don't have other people waiting for you. I just want to make sure that nobody else hears me echoing.
No, I don't know. So far, okay. Nobody's complained,
okay.
So I'm not hearing
okay.
it.
Okay, it's just really okay, weird because really I'm hearing, myself,
I'm hearing
echoing.
Myself echoing.
So,
wow.
I'm sorry, I got to get
your head
used to
it. Okay.
You're hearing
okay.
yourself and you're hearing yourself again. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's a little weird for me.
Okay.
Okay, but anyhow,
okay, but
in order to get a hold of me, just it's
www.pamelacummings.com.
And you can also
Google that,
and you will find me there. And I just want to
let everybody
know
to
it's really weird with this echo.
So
I hope
are you on a headset?
I hope I can.
I am on a landline.
Oh, landline. Wow. Yeah. So it's not a speakerphone even.
No, it's not a speakerphone. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Maybe it's because you're doing it through the computer.
It might be. That might be. Yeah. That was one of our.
Okay. Well, we'll
Becky
see when the caller.
Is Julie back? Okay. Yeah.
So,
Yeppers, and we got four people here so far, so we got a little bit of time to spend with people tonight. Of course, we know how that goes. About 15-20 minutes from now, it's like it'll fill right up. So, yeah. But we'll make sure we at least get our top four here.
Yeah, and while I'm thinking about it, in case anybody listens to this now or in an archive, I'm going to run a special just for psychic Gone Wild people. And it is. I'm sorry, I'm talking slow, but it's weird hearing myself. Okay.
Okay.
Usually, I understand that one. I charge $25 for two question email reading. And I'm going to do three questions for $25.
$5.
I'm sorry, I hope I don't get distracted with this echoing.
Okay. See, and that's Becky. Now Becky's saying that she's hearing the echo and it's really bad. And I'm going, you're coming crystal clear to me. That's what's really strange.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Well,
let
you want to try and go with this?
Let's try this.
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
If anything, you know, I mean, if it's really bad, it's like my other option is to call in and to call in on my phone. It's like and try it that way. So I don't know. My phone is notoriously bad. It's like I've gotten lots of complaints with the way my phone sounds. So I'm like going, wow. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Is my sound clear?
You
or am I coming
great.
Across
you sound
like that?
Great.
Okay, for a change. That's really weird. All righty. Well, and we are starting to get more people come in here, so we better get busy, Pamela.
Okay.
Do you want me to start with just pull a quick card and kind of let you take a little bit of meditative time back there and it's like and then jump in. It's like I'll just do a really short one. Do you want to do it that way?
Yeah, let's try it.
All right, let's try and see. Okay, caller number one. You are, if Blog Talk gets on there, there we go. Area code 916, you're on with us. And what I would like to have you tell me is your name and your birth month and just day. Just a month and day for me. Area
Diana,
code 916, are you with
Evan?
57.
I wanted a song, though. you want a song. Okay, you want our song, lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
I called for a song.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a quick card, and then we'll give you the song. So we'll do a song and dance. How about that?
Okay.
let's see. May 7th, you are a queen of diamonds, and you've got a three of clubs as your planetary ruler. Queen of diamonds? You are in the royal house. Queen of Diamonds are looking for value, I'll put it that way. It's called the philanthropist card. You've got a lot of indecision at times that happens with you. You've got the three of diamonds as a karma card. You often have difficulty deciding what you want most. You love variety, you're very creative and resourceful. Unless you're worrying about money, which you often do, you've got expensive taste. Sometimes, when you get money, you like to spend it on items of high quality, high price, and for that reason, sometimes you spend beyond your means.
That's not true at all.
Okay.
You did this reading for a half hour on that.
Okay,
so,
gotcha.
So I can save you time.
Okay.
Go for a song.
Okay, Pamela, you're on with her.
Okay, and it's
okay,
really,
yeah,
echoing,
really
like
crazy, echoing like
so
crazy,
so I'm going to do my,
so
best,
do
that
my
I can.
Best that I can.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, the way I'm going
right,
to talk
I'm
is
going
I'm going
to,
to,
I'm going to
let, myself echo,
let myself echo
and then speak again,
okay?
So it's going to be a little slow.
The first
thing
I heard
was let's go. Then I heard,
do it, do to satisfy.
So that means whatever you need to do,
you need
to
go
for it. And they're saying job, career, put one foot in front of the other, and get going.
And get going.
Don't allow fear to stop you. Okay, it feels
okay,
like you have a
destiny
to do.
And you just do it.
Okay.
Well, I am just doing it. Just taking time, but I'm ready right now.
I'm ready right now.
Okay, it is. This is going to
drive
me crazy, Kelly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, because she's echoing, too.
She's echoing too.
Oh,
wow.
I'm echoing too.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. But thank you,
Kelly,
because you read for me before, and I just explained to you. I never really had a tar sense, because you know, like I died once before. And I never, I don't spend money and all that stuff on big things, and that's why I had to stop you. Other than that, I love the Queen of Hearts. But what happens is going to happen though, and I'll spend money on you all. So I'll let you go, because probably if I'm echoing, you probably can't take it. Thank you for the song.
Yes.
Last time I called you, I told you that
show was one of them.
Alrighty. Okay, well, Pamela, I'll tell you what. I am going to, here's what I'm going to experiment with here. I'm going to go ahead and set you up with the next caller, and I'm not sure how I can hang up on the computer, but I'm going to try hanging up on the computer and calling back in on my phone, and I'll see what happens. So it's like,
all right,
our next
the
caller
only thing is, I think
is,
if you hang up on your computer,
It's going to hang up the show?
It might.
Oh, shoot. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see. Let me try something real quick here. Before we do that, because I really don't want to do that. That would be incredibly bad. Let me try one other thing here. Okay, let's see. You know what? Let me set you up with a caller, though. And what I'm going to do is I will call in like I'm a caller in the queue. And then I'll mute the computer, and we'll try that and see how that works.
Right, and see how it's
done.
Right. Okay, there we go. So we'll go ahead and go with area code 780. You are on.
Hey there, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Jay, you sound great. What happened there?
I don't know.
It's not
this
echoing
Pam?
Anymore. Yes.
This is
this is Pamela. How can
echo
I help
it.
You?
Okay.
And how can I help you, Jay?
I just wondered. This is interesting. I like to know why my workshops are not being attended right now. I'm just wondering if I'm doing something wrong, or the spirit's not supporting me, or
it's not that. I'm just kidding. It's not time yet. Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
Oh wow.
Did you hear that?
I heard that.
That was really weird. It's not time yet. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting right now, do a little one-on-one, and it will grow, okay? That's what I'm getting. And for some reason, I feel that if you do it by donation, like by suggested donation, like, you know, suggested no donation, $20, it will fill up a little bit more, okay?
This is not about drumming circles. It's about the circles I do. It's about the workshops that I putting out there.
Right, that's what I'm saying. With the workshop.
Yeah, but how am I going to pay my bills for it then? If I have the donations, this is like making a workshop basically. It's a full blown workshop. It's over a couple days.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Well, the other circles are running fine. They're just my workshops are.
And okay,
well.
Then that's why I'm getting the suggested donation. And again, I'm getting one-on-one. It will slowly build. Okay, they're saying go smaller, and then it will go bigger. You're not doing anything wrong. It just takes time, is what I'm getting.
Right.
And I am getting to focus a little bit more one-on-one. Okay. That will help. Meaning, one person. Instead of workshops, one-on-one is what I'm getting.
Okay.
Yeah. They are giving you a song, Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. Okay. So,
I was watching a movie called Life of Pi last night, and interesting, my sister was watching at the same time. It was really interesting about not giving up and, not leaving hope. Eh? Yeah.
There you go. And, okay, sometimes you're going to have some – I was about to say sometimes you're going to have slow time, and my guides were chimed in, feast or famine. Okay, so you will be feasting, but right now it's just slowly building up. You're not doing anything wrong. The other thing I'm getting, that's so funny, I was about to say articles, and I heard the song, all I can do is write about it in a song. So maybe some writing.
Well, okay. That's what I'm doing right now, too. I'm doing that right now also.
Okay, then it's just validation for everything that you're doing. It's build it and they will come. And I'm seeing Kevin Costner, you know, from Field of Dreams. Okay.
Yeah.
And they're letting you know real clear, you are not a wacko for this, okay?
Mm.
Not a wacko. So keep on going. Okay?
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
Yeah, the others, thank you very much.
Okay, great.
Who's on now? Was Casey on or is she?
Kelly. What
happened?
Kelly.
Okay.
I'm kind of on. What I did was I muted the computer and I called back in on my phone. And the first time I called in, when it went ba 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 ba, it's like, I don't know what happened, but that was me. It's like when I clicked myself on live, it went really bad. So
okay,
we're good,
great.
I think.
Great, thank you. That was driving me nuts because people.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
We're here to help you stay out of the crazy farm. We don't want to put you in it.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you for calling in, Jay. Was there anything you wanted to know from the cards tonight? It's like, I don't know. I can't remember if I ran through your whole year or not.
Yeah, you did that already, but yeah, thanks so much. That's the only message. Yeah, thanks. You did that great reading before, so thanks so much again. So. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, it's okay. But thanks so much. You got other callers.
Before you go, yeah. Jay, they're leaving you with a song, and it's a really old song, but I'm 50, so I can say it. Keep on Trucking. It's by Eddie Kendricks. Keep on Trucking. Keep going.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
Give up.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
All righty, thank you.
Welcome.
All righty. Hopefully we got the sound resolved, yay?
Oh, God,
does everybody
so much
sound
better.
Good now?
I was like, how am I going to take an hour of this?
Don't know. Okay. All righty. Well, we're going to go forward. We got a couple more callers here. It's like we got lots of time. So it's like, you know, if you guys want to ask
Kelly,
a question tonight. Because
you know
okay.
We're
going to
get slammed if you do that.
Sorry. Okay. Well, we'll tippy toe forward. Then. It'll be fine. Be very, very quiet. 203-203, you're on with us.
Hello.
Hi. What is your name, please?
Norma.
Norma.
Yes.
Hi, Norma.
You're on.
Yes. Kelly, do you want to do her first?
Okay. Norma, who would you like to talk to? It's like I'm doing a card reading. I'll tell you what your birth card is, and then. We'll get you a double dose, and it's like, and you can have a question also with Pamela this evening. So would you like to do both, or would you just want to do Pamela, or what do you want to do?
Both.
Okay,
all righty.
Go for it, Kelly.
All righty. So what is your month and day of birth?
9/12.
Okay, Virgo. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. And that is, okay, it's a queen night. You are a queen of clubs. With a 10 of spades as a planetary ruler. Queen of clubs, again, the queens are in the royal house. The clubs people generically, you guys can learn just about anything you want to learn. You know, if you really set your sights on whatever, it's like you can go back to school when you're 90 and still learn stuff, okay? But you're called the mother of intuition card. You're very service-oriented and receptive in nature. Again, that mental nature of the clubs inclines you to deal maybe in the publishing trades or administrative work, if you're one of the more aware ones, you have some psychic work. You're always aware of your place in the royal court, and you resist anyone trying to mold you to do anything particular in any way. You have a displaced card, the Three of Hearts, as well as the Five of Clubs in your Venus position, and that gives you some uncertainty and indecision about love and friendship. Sometimes it makes it hard to find, you know, genuine, lasting happiness in those areas. Your mental gifts are really abundant, whether you realize it or not. You are always receiving knowledge from your natural intuitive gift. You've got incredible organizational mind, but you live life sometimes it's such a high pitch, you're stressed out or overdoing it, kind of like the little hamster on the wheel at night that sometimes that little hamster wheel needs to be greased, you know, but you do, your mind kind of does that to you every now and then, where you just get to go on something and you just have a hard time shutting down. Pamela, what you getting for?
Okay, and what I got was, like, you averted a disaster, and I'm feeling some sadness around you, and I got this old Motown song, "Why Don't You Build Me, Why Do You Build Me Up, Honey, Just to Let Me Down," okay? And I'm hearing the song, "Don't Let Me Down," and one of the things that my guides are really impressing upon is, you know, we do need others. I want to say that. But don't depend so heavily upon others to make your happiness. It comes from within. And I'm getting that you need to start taking more care of yourself, okay? You're a giver and you're a doer, okay? But you need to take care of you, okay? And they're saying fill the energy within you first. Keep it, they're so funny, I'm hearing the Casey and the Sunshine Band, keep it coming, love. So keep that energy, and I mean, when I mean that, I mean like the energy from God, the angels, keep it flowing through you, and then give it out. Okay, so make sure you're taking care of you. I'm just getting that is really important. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All righty.
Hey,
probably
Kelly.
Yes.
Can we do it? Can we do it the opposite way around where I go first and then you go? Cuz I don't want to get so influence. And I just want to restate this because when it was going like crazy, people might not have heard it. I'm doing a special for just Psychics Gone Wild people, so you might hear this in the archives. It's till Monday. And usually I charge for two questions for an email reading. It's $25. For $25, you will get three questions, which is a good deal because one of the lines I work for, ESP, okay, they charge $25 a question. Okay, so it is a good deal. So that's less than $10 a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Let's see. My one hand, my finger is trying to do the typing on the keyboard.
You're
doing three questions there. Three questions for $25 as on an email. Okay.
Right, and that's until Monday evening. So if you hear this in the archives, you know, please, you can take advantage.
Before Monday.
Yeah, just tell me you heard it on Psychics Gone Wild. That's all.
Cool. All righty. Sounds good. All right. Monday. All right. Let's see. And our next caller here is area code 253. 253? We are going around.
Hello?
There we go. We got him. There we go. We got this.
Hello.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hi, Becky. And Becky, do you have a question by any chance?
Yes, for you. A relationship, what do you see?
Well, that's so funny because I heard the Karen Carpenter song, "We've Only Just Begun," and I'm hearing just a little bit. Have you just entered in a relationship?
No.
Is it going through a change then? Okay.
yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. Then that's what I'm getting, okay? And they're confirming that with the song, "Time for a Cool Change," okay? And they're so cute. Your love is building me higher, okay? So it feels like it's on a new level, okay? Sometimes when we grow and we step up, okay? All right, I'm going to be blunt. It's a pain in the butt, okay? It's not comfortable.
Right.
Okay? And they're saying like a new pair of shoes, you know, you get a pretty new pair of shoes, you put it on and it pinches your toes and you got to break it in. Okay, and that's what it feels like, okay? Don't give up on this relationship because, again, it feels like it's going through new, okay? Communication is the key, and I'm getting that is not just verbal, okay? I don't know why I feel your partner is not always good at...
Well, I'm not really in one right now, so this new one that'll be coming, right?
Okay.
Is that what you're talking about?
I guess that, you know, because they're just giving me all this information, okay? So it's obviously going... to be a much higher relationship, okay?
Okay.
And this I'm getting is very important, okay? That the communication that you have will not just be verbally, okay? You need to like kind of understand, I want to say, the body language, but also the things that your partner does for you and shows you, okay? But it feels really good, okay? And sometimes, I haven't heard this song in so long, it's more than words, okay? That's what it feels like, you know? And now I'm hearing an old song, show me you love me. You know, because sometimes words can only say so much, all right? It feels like, again, it feels like a higher level, new pair of shoes. It's going to be, I don't know how else to say, it's going to be good, but it's also going to be uncomfortable, okay? And it feels like, I don't know how else to say it. It's almost like you're tested, you know? Like you're tested,
okay.
Like what, you know, are you willing to, you know, because all of us, we want love so bad, and then it comes, and we're like, oh, no, I don't know if this is the right person. I don't know if this is right, and what happens if this? And you, so in a sense, we're kind of tested. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Right. I totally understand that.
Yeah, and I'm getting that you need to go through the test. And the other thing is to trust your intuition, trust your gut, trust your feelings, okay, and not go with your fear. Okay, and with that, they're saying,
okay.
And I love when my guides say this, a new kind of love, okay? It's not like the old kind of, it's not old-fashioned, it's not like teenage love, it's mature love, okay? And they are saying
okay.
You're ready for it. It feels like, again, I feel like I'm hearing we've only just begun. It feels like if, you know, I thought you were just starting the relationship. That's what it feels like. So that means it's coming in real soon.
Oh, okay.
Okay? All right, so I hope
yep.
that helps. And
yes,
Kelly, do you want
She's
Kelly?
Already done my cards.
Oh, okay.
As
Kelly, you've
say,
done a lot of people.
Thank you so much. I've carded everybody. All righty, and thank you for calling in.
All righty. Let's see. And we have, whoops, all right. We have the fire, what I call the fire fox, spinning around, chasing the tail here. Let's see if I can get Blog to...
Oh, I hate it when it does that.
Blog another on here. It's like it's taking time, and it's not letting the call go. So, okay, there we go. Finally. Okay, now, one more. Area code 315, you're on with us.
How are you tonight?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. And, Sue, do you have a question?
What do you see in general just for, like, relationships?
Okay. You're single? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just, that's the energy I'm feeling, so I just want to make sure that I got that correctly, okay? They're saying to meditate on what you want, okay? And the other thing I'm getting is to change your thought forms, and I'm seeing you sweeping, okay? And what that means to me... You know, okay, they're saying, I can't even, sometimes I'm trying to say something and my guides talk to me at the same time. It's very frustrating, guys, but they want me to use this example that I had, that I thought a long time ago, which was all men ever want me for is for sex, right? This was many years ago. And because I had that thought form, I was attracting all these men that if I didn't sleep with them by the third date, I'd never hear from them again. And I want to say thank God. You know, thank God I didn't sleep with them, and thank God I never heard from them again, okay? So it feels like, I'm not saying that's the thought forms you have, but it feels like there are some thought forms you need to clear out, okay? When you do that, and it's really weird, I'm seeing sweeping and I'm seeing water come in, and you might even want to visualize that. When you do that, I'm getting a really nice man, okay? I'm seeing a business suit, all right? And I just want to make sure you're heterosexual. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You know, I get calls from all kinds of people. I just want to make sure that I'm getting, you know, the vision. You know, I'm always
breast
afraid
finger.
Somebody's saying I'm gay because it has happened. Okay.
Wow.
But what I'm seeing is again a nice business smell, and I'm hearing. Smells so clean, okay? So that means he has a nice scent, which is obviously very important. It stinks being around somebody who you don't like. And I'm talking about, you know, how we all have our personal scent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like somebody's personal scent, it's horrible, okay? I'm getting a nice scent. I'm also getting very intelligent. I'm seeing books. So I don't know if he's, again, intelligent, if teacher, writer, reads a lot, but, you know, but that's important. I'm getting it's important for you. This feels like, I want to say a husband-wife, okay? That's what it feels like. I don't know. It's hard to get the energy that I'm picking up. It almost feels a little old-fashioned, but in a new way, okay? I love this song. Oh, my God, now I want to hear it. It's I'll Be Good to You. I'm probably messing up this tune, but I love that song. So it feels like he's going to be really good to you, take care of you. And again, it feels like in an old-fashioned way, but it doesn't feel like in a stuffy, like, you stay in the kitchen. You know, it just feels like, I want to say he's got social graces, okay? And now I'm seeing my boyfriend open up the car door for me, okay? I have to say, like, we've been seeing each other over a year and he still opens up the car door for me. I mean, a lot of men don't do stuff like that, okay? So it's like he, chivalry is not dead. That's the words I'm trying to get, okay? So clear out those cobwebs and it's coming in, okay?
All of that except for the business suit describes somebody.
Okay.
Kelly knows who I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, and you have to understand that sometimes I get visions, okay, of people. You know, and that's why sometimes somebody, I'll see, like, an upcoming mate, and they'll have dark hair, okay? And I'm like, but please, if they have blonde hair, especially when it comes to women, but men also color their hair, you know, it's not, a lot of times it is symbolic. For instance, when I see, like, somebody kind of, like, ethnic from old school, a lot of times I might see Italians because I grew up in Jersey around a lot, I'm not Italian, but I grew up around a lot of Italians in a big family of seven kids that I hung out with when I was growing up. So I might see it that way. But I can't tell you the amount of times somebody will say, well, no, he's Indian or he's, you know, Polish or he's that. Well, it's symbolic. So the suit to me means kind of like clean cut, good morals, goes to work, you know, responsible, that kind of stuff.
You know? That definitely is.
Okay, yeah, so, you know, just it doesn't necessarily, it's funny, they're showing me a guy like in, what are those, like a golf shirt and khakis, you know, because a lot of people will dress up like that to go to work these days. So, yeah, he's coming in.
I think he'll come back.
I gotta say, as long as something doesn't, he's coming in, as long as something doesn't take him out at the knees before he gets there.
No. Cancel that, Kelly.
Cancel that, okay, I'm sorry about that. No. I was giving you bad time.
He just needs to stay out of the hospital.
I'm sorry?
He just needs to stay out of the hospital.
Right. And, you know, when you said that, for some reason, I'm seeing lots of fluids. I just feel like he needs a flush out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe just visualize, like, water flushing him out or something, you know? And the other thing I'm getting is Archangel Michael, and it's really cool because right now, not Archangel Michael, I'm sorry, Archangel Raphael. And it's funny because I'm feeling Archangel Raphael's energy, which is, like, incredible coming through me right now, okay? So that's the one my guides are saying. And you can call Archangel Michael, too, okay? He cuts the negative stuff out. So that's why I said that. A Freudian slip, but really it was an angel slip.
The Freudian angel slip. All right.
Yeah. Don't mind me. I'm a little, this is a little late for me to be working, okay? So.
No problem. I understand totally.
So, Kelly, do you have anything to add to that? Because you don't do just birth cards. You also have psychic abilities.
Oh.
I'm putting you on the spot.
You get that. You guys keep telling me that, see, and it's like I'm going, yeah, okay. Yeah, I do, I guess, when they don't decide to go on vacation on me or they, you know, they sit back and go, ha, we're not going to open our mouth because you're on air. It's like, okay, fine. all I'm going to do is I'll put in something there for positive talk. It's like what I can say is I've been reading this book. Of course, I've been reading this book on air on my other thing, on my other, you know, space and place when I get to it. It's Joel Osteen's I Declare bit.
and it's if you want to change, you know, change your path, change things, it's kind of look at your words as though they are kind of like a miniature paving machine. You know, think of the cartoon version of Dr. Seuss's The Lorax, that little bitty, you know, paver, you know, that the guy put out there. It's kind of like that. So when you're speaking positive things into your life, it's paving the path in front of you. So, you know, what things are, this guy's kind of like a combination of The Secret and Greg Braden and Maslow's Self-Fulfilling Prophecy and Napoleon Hill's, you know, CBAs, the, what you can conceive and believe you can achieve. So it's like if you have something positive to speak into your life, if you have something positive to say, say the positive. You might think something negative, don't let it come out your lips. You know, it's like, so if you're gonna make a prophecy about yourself, which is his vernacular is really, really interesting. But it's like if you're gonna open your mouth and say something about yourself or your future or a relationship, it's like make it positive, make it a really good prediction for yourself. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You know. I'm hearing believe and you shall receive. You know, so
there we go.
That's what I think we all need to do.
Yeah,
so
definitely. So we need more practice at that. It's like, yes, I'm still contending with what I call those cases of toe jam. It's like I've gotten used to it. It's on the menu.
Yeah, well, you know, we're all human. And I remember there was a time it was so uncomfortable for me to feel positive, you know. And now when I feel negative, it's uncomfortable. So it switches. But it doesn't mean those old tapes don't come back. Right. You're human.
Oh, I got a giggle for you. If you're ever having a downtime, you can try this. You can experiment with this. I've made my children do this. I've done it. If you're ever really, really down and out and just, you know, you can't get yourself up out of a funk, go in front of a mirror. And the instructions with this little exercise are look at yourself in the mirror, you know, probably the bathroom mirror because that's usually where everybody's got a mirror. Smile at yourself. If you want to put on your cheesy grin, put on your cheesy grin. But it's like smile at yourself. You got to stopwatch it at least for 60 seconds. If you can make the full 60 seconds smiling at yourself without breaking into hysterical laughter, congratulations. It is a mood elevator. It is a mood changer. I'll tell you what. It's like try it for an experiment. Try it for really a giggle. And it's like see what happens.
And
call us back and tell us.
Kelly, and you know what's really funny? When you were saying that, I was getting visions of me. You know how, like, you stick your thumb in your ears and you stick out your tongue and do, you know, that face? I was seeing that, you know. So if all the else fears, do that to yourself, you know?
That's funny.
Oh, God, that's really funny. Oh, that is so funny.
All righty. Well, we'll at least have some fun here. Oh, is there anything else you wanted to add to this, Sue? It's like, I mean, you know, we're having a really quiet night, Pamela. It's like, I think your angels are trying to, like, give you a break or something because, I mean, we got no, I mean, it's you right now. It's you, me, and Sue in the queue.
Wow, you know. Well, yeah, and, you know, it's funny because I'm not used to working Saturday nights. It's, you know, it's my Chris day, as I call it, and I got a really rocking next few days because, you know, I'm going away to see Doreen Virtue. I'm taking a workshop with her. I'm so excited about that, you know. And you know what, while I'm talking about that, and I think this is important, we're never too old to learn, and we're never too old to learn something that we're already doing because, obviously, I've been doing tarot cards for years. I've been using her angel deck card for years, and I'm actually going to, she has a new angel tarot card. She usually does the oracles, and she's going to be teaching that, you know. And I had a friend say, oh, well, you already know that stuff, but you know what, I figure, all right, maybe I could learn something new. I'm going to be around Doreen Virtue, for God's sakes. There's going to be so much angel energy. I'm going, you know, with my niece, so that's going to be really cool, spending time with her. And just imagine the cool people I'm going to meet. And quite honestly, it'll be nice to get out of North Carolina because it's in Atlanta, Georgia. You know, so yeah, it'll be a change of scene. My butt's going to hurt from, you know, 6 hours there, sitting in the class all day, 6 hours back, you know, but that's okay. But, and it's, you know, it's work, but it's also play, too. And I'm sure I'm going to get something out of this, you know. And for me, yeah, you know, everybody's saying, bring your camera, bring your camera. Maybe
oh,
you can get
yeah.
a picture of you and Doreen Virtue. That would be cool. Yeah, Birdie
yeah.
Bird.
yeah, Birdie Bird. I guess, now, are you doing, so are you going to get a certification out of this, too? Is that,
yeah,
is that
I'll be Doreen Virtue Angel Certified Card Reader. Yay.
Nice. Very good. And I'll,
yeah.
that will look good on the call. That will.
yeah, yeah, well, I'm kind of like, oh, it's another thing. I remember a woman saying, I was just kind of like looking at her. This was many years ago when I was just starting on this path. She's like, if I just took all the certifications I had, I could make wallpaper out of it. So to me, it's just another piece, you know. But what counts is, because there are people, you know, who
right.
All right, this is what I'm getting. I remember a woman told me once, okay, that she told this gynecologist, right, that, you know, she was really nervous. She hadn't gone for many years to a gynecologist because she had memories of being sexually abused and she felt uncomfortable with that. And the gynecologist, and this is somebody with a medical degree, and just looked at her and said, oh, honey, all the girls do it, meaning they all get exams and stuff. And she was, like, horrified, and she just ran out of the office, okay? So you can have a certification, a degree. It's how you use it, you know?
Right. No kidding. Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
yeah,
things
you
don't say to a patient.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I know sometimes it's hard for doctors to have bedside manners, but that was, like, totally insensitive.
Yeah, yeah. They do. I mean, it's like I heard the, well, group I used to hang out with, I'll put it that way. It's like I hung out with a group of, you know, did a lot of Red Cross stuff and was certified to teach a lot of the body mechanics and body functions. And it's like, you know, you get around a group of doctors and it's kind of like they go, yeah, they look at the human body as kind of like a cow. I mean, it's sad to say a cow carcass, you know, but it's just a hunk of meat. And they just go on, you know, that's how they depersonalize it. It's like it's not... It, you know, so it's not personal to them because they're in their vernacular up to their elbows and whatever all day, you know, and it just doesn't bother them. But, you know, for the person that's coming in, they're not up to their elbows in it all day, and they're going, this is me, and I'm individual, and it's like, yeah. can you strip off the rubber gum long enough to look at my face here for a moment and realize there's, you know, there's a brain behind it, you know, type of thing. So, yeah, it's really, it's hard. I mean, it gets hard, you know, especially the older doctors get, they kind of go, yeah.
Yeah.
They really state it. They really do.
Yeah,
no. I don't know.
It's crazy. I had this one gynecologist I was with. I was having a lot of feminine problems, and she wanted me to try all this different medication. She wanted me to try this one that would put me into early menopause, and I would get hot flashes and all that. And I'm like, well, that's just causing more problems, you know? And I'm like,
okay.
I'm not comfortable taking medication. She's like, yeah, I really don't even like to take aspirin. But you really need to do this. And I'm thinking, would you just told me you don't believe
this.
In taking aspirin. But you want me to take this thing that's going to totally mess me up, you know? I was just like, okay.
Yeah. Let's rethink that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't think I'm going to take this. Let's find a different way, you know?
Exactly. Oh, wow. And there are. There's so many. I know you're kind of into that. We might get into a little bit of GMO here tonight. And it's like, since we're getting a topic night, Pamela, it's like, I know you. I kind of wanted to hear some of that stuff you had to say about that. And it's like, I never got to hear your format because I think that was the night that it did not go off. You didn't have guests. And it's like, something else out. So I was like, going, so what's that about GMO?
Well, just about food in general. But, you know, GMOs were really good for, like, countries that were having problems, like having crops, okay, and it helped, okay? And sometimes we need help from humans, but you have to realize that, you know, it's like they're not natural, I guess the problem
right.
is, okay? They're not natural.
Yeah, they're genetically modified organisms or something like
right.
that, yeah.
And it actually has been shown, and it's banned in, I don't know, 55 countries, okay?
Right.
For the
yeah,
reason that when they had those crops, it was causing health problems. And honestly,
right.
I don't have all the scientific facts in front of me, okay? But, I mean, people were getting cancer. They were getting all kinds of things. It was bringing ill health. And that's why they've
wow.
been banned. That's why they've been banned, you know.
And other countries, except the USA, they're not banned here. Now, figure that one out.
Well,
they haven't banned GMOs here.
Well, that's because what they did, okay. First of all, they would, you know, GMOs, you know, they wanted them to be labeled, okay, because a lot of foods
right.
would say non-GMOs, and those are the more organic, healthy kinds of things. Like, I wish there was a Whole Foods around here. They're very expensive, honestly, but, you know, they're very,
right.
you know, organic, health conscious, vegan, you know, that kind of
right.
stuff. So what
yeah.
they did is, you know, I can't even say the name, Monsanto or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right.
It's not Monistat. Oh, shoot. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's the M company.
Right, exactly. What they did, is they, you know, people were totally against it. And what they did is they brought up the gay rights marriage issue right along the time
huh?
that bill was being passed. Yeah. Do you remember on Facebook
oh,
and everywhere else how the news really publicized gay marriage? Okay,
right.
because obviously that's a very hot topic, okay,
topic.
And there's a lot of different...
public attention from what they were doing with the GMOs. Oh, that's classic.
Oh, yeah, because they slid that in, okay, and it's like just leave... there. See, the thing is, there's nothing wrong with our crops here, okay,
right.
but, you know, but if you... okay,
except the chemtrails, that they're putting too much aluminum in the soil, and we're starting to have elevated levels of aluminum in the soil.
Well,
and then it's in the food. Aluminum is not good for us.
You know, I'm hearing John Mellencamp's song, Bring on the Scarecrow. You remember when that song came out? Because they were buying up all the farmlands and factory farming and stuff like that. And basically what they're doing is they're causing more pollution. They're putting all
right.
kinds of, obviously, you know, sprays and everything. And this is more than GMOs. Now they're trying to control the seeds, okay?
The hybrid. So they don't, and we have a Skype caller, hey.
Oh, okay.
All righty. Let's see what they'd like to talk about this evening.
Probably
Oops,
not
okay.
GMOs.
Probably not. Love relationship. Okay. Hello, Skype caller. You're on with us.
Are you guys doing readings?
Sure.
Yeah.
We just need your name, please. That would help.
Yvette,
and is there a specific topic or question that you have?
How about finances?
All right. This is important. I'm getting that it's getting better all the time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hearing, all right? But I'm also seeing somebody, like, shuffling a deck of cards and dealing them out. Okay, and what I'm getting is that sometimes with money you gamble too much, and I'm not actually saying actually going and gambling,
right?
Okay, but I guess, you know, you're not always careful with your money is a good way of putting it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying to be frugal. I'm not saying to, you know, overspend. I'm getting that you need somewhere in between, and what they're showing me is a piggy bank and a savings account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're showing me. I am getting that more is coming in, okay? And they're also saying you kind of like the finer things in life, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. Just pick and choose with that. The other thing I'm feeling is, like, career stepping up. Do you understand that? Okay? Are you self-employed?
Not right now.
Okay, because I'm feeling, I want to say, I can't get if it's self-employment or like high-ended work, okay? But
mm-hmm.
that's what it feels like it's coming, okay?
Okay.
And to keep working, you know, they're saying you don't work at no McDonald's, okay? And they're saying, and not a shoe store either. It just feels like work that's like, I don't want to say higher, because every work is important, okay? But something that brings along more money, and that feels like it is going to grow and continue, okay?
Okay.
I like what they say. From a mama and pop store to, like, a bigger store to, like, franchise. So, I want to say business expanding.
Okay.
Okay? Obviously, you know, I'm just hearing that. I'm hearing it to the tune of Mariah Carey, that love takes time to heal, but I'm just
mm-hmm.
getting that, like, your job takes
mm-hmm.
time, is the
okay.
way they're saying it, okay? And it will grow, and, you know, just to, you know, believe in yourself. And I do feel it expanding. And now they're showing me a funnel, and it's funny. It's plastic and it's blue, but it's to illuminate, like, the bottom. You know, it's skinny, and then it extends out. So mm-hmm. it kind of feels like you're in the skinny going to the more extending, and it, you know, will keep growing. So I hope
awesome.
That helps.
It does help. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and Kelly's doing card readings. I don't know if you've ever gotten one from her.
I have not.
Kelly, take it away.
Okay. Oh, you're going to do this. Okay. all I need is your month and your date, and I can tell you a little bit about your birth card and your planetary ruler card.
It's 526.
526. Okay. Let's see here. I'm the 26th. Oh, you're a double six. You're a six of clubs and a six of spades.
Wow.
Very very somewhat faded life in there, some times here, the sixes. There are the cards of karma. Let's see, and with that person being the clubs, they are the scholars, I'll say the scholars of the day. Yours is called the missionary card. It's known also known as a psychic card, and surprising to see actually how few people with that birth date is aware of your gift. It also means responsibility to truth. You need to find the specific truth that you can believe in, which you can live your life, and once you attain that, there's really no limit how much good you can do in the world. If you've not yet found the path, sometimes you can be, you know, you worry a lot, you can procrastinate a lot, you know, put things off. So really, you've got a responsibility to yourself to maintain inner balance and peaceful communications with the people around you in your life. You also attain financial influence. And you have an inherent protection over your life. It's one of the cards that can attain the highest degree of material or spiritual success. On the flip side, this is always the side of the card there, you can get caught up in complacency and just kind of shuffle along and, you know, swing along in the hammock in life, okay? As the card of responsibility of the spoken word, you always have issues about what you say and what you do as a result. On the high side, you know, when you practice what you preach, you know, you're careful about what you say because if you don't, it tends to bite you. You've got special karma with abuse of power that you have to deal with at some point in your life as one of your life lessons. You can either be given, like, some position of power or something like that, or learn about it through how you deal with it, or else you attract another person, powerful person who kind of perpetuates some kind of power struggle in your life. Either way, learn the true meaning of power and how its tendency is to corrupt the holder. You know that one, you know, power corrupts absolutely. Power corrupts absolutely. Sometimes if you haven't had that lesson yet,
I've had that already.
You've had that already. Okay.
It's very interesting. That's very complex and interesting because it was very cool. I was an observer, but yeah, I saw a lot of stuff go down and just how people use their power or not, you know, in not integrity of it.
Cool. Some of the sixes have a special mission in life, one that involves bringing others to a threshold of some either ancient or powerful truth. You're the bringer of light. Once you tap into your hidden reserves and your natural intuition is recognized, you find your life kind of guided and protected from the highest source possible. So that's what I got for you today.
Cool. Thank you.
So you know when you, like, as you expand that funnel, you know, to do it for the good. And I did see Oprah, and, you know, Oprah's human. She's got her issues. But Oprah has done a lot of good in the world, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what I'm getting, you know, to do with your work is, you know, also give it back, which is, of course, important.
Absolutely.
And since you saw the misuse of power, it'll be a lot easier for you to do that, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm very, very intuitive.
Aware.
Aware. Thank you. That's the word.
Yeah.
Aware.
Yeah. Well, that's why sometimes we have to learn those things. You know, sometimes people are great examples of what not to be.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always say. You don't have to do crap to know it's going to knock you out.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
God brings into our lives what we need. And I remember reading somewhere that sometimes, you know, we think like these horrible people did this and that and, you know, they should be punished, but we, for all we know, that was their karma to bring into our lives so we could learn certain lessons.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you never know what the purpose of other people's are.
It's a good lesson to learn.
Yeah.
A good observation, as you would say.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
Very much appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
All right, you too.
Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
All righty. Well, guess what? That was our last person in queue. We have like less than 5 minutes here in counting type of thing. So it's like if you we can either converse a little bit more or I can let you off the hook a little bit early.
Okay. Yeah, because I know that you have another show. So why don't you tell people what show, because you never know who's listening.
Oh, there we go. That's absolutely true. Okay. Yep, I'm gonna book it out of here. And over on Spiritual Learning Connection tonight, we have Greg and Inez. And they are an amazing dynamic duo. It's like, he does music. She does, like, crystal wand healing stuff, vibrational stuff. He does reading. He's going to share some stuff with, like, the serious connection. I've got going, the serious connection. It's like, it's a different serious than you would think it. It's a, like, S-I-R-I-U-S connection, something like that. And something being, I don't know, he's sharing some kind of link or something like that I don't know if it's a film. I don't know if it's a book. It's like, I just kind of got, I got the cliff notes on it. So I'm going, I'm going to go learn something tonight. This should be very interesting for me tonight. I'm going to go find out who the dynamic duo is. So the number over there to call in, if you have questions, if you have comments, if you, you know, want a reading, you know, if you want a healing, you know, it's like, it sounds like between the two of them, it's like they do amazing stuff. It is 714-333-3354. So again, that's for you guys listening in, it's 714-333-3354. That's where we're going to be as soon as we get off of here, and I'm going to shuffle over there and let them take it away over there. So yeah,
great.
I don't have
great.
To sit over there.
I
get to be lazy over there.
Yeah, and I just want to remind people I'm having that special for, you know, Psychics Gone Wild. Only people to Monday evening. Three email questions for $25. It's usually two email questions for $25. Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com, or go on the website, psychicsgonewild, you know, .com, and you'll find me there too. And catch Kelly and I on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's 1 p.m. Central and 11 p.m. No, it's 12 p.m. Mountain.
Noon, my time. Noon.
Yeah, noon
and
Kelly. And 11 Pacific.
11 in Pacific Coast. Step across the board. And we have. It's like we've gotten a lot of international listeners. It's like we're starting to get people from Australia and from United Kingdom. And it's like, yeah, we really got some. We had time zones all over the board anymore. So.
Yeah, and I think we even have a Skype caller from India too, don't we?
We've had that gentleman has called in, three times. I think I'm not sure if it's the same guy or if it's somebody who's different, but yeah.
Yeah.
There's somebody who has called in, from India. And it's like, yours is so easy to remember. It's like 2 o'clock Tuesday for me.
Right, exactly. So. All right, Kelly.
And she's all over Skype. She's all over Google. We just type her name in. She comes up. She's on Twitter. She's on Pinterest. She's on what in the world is it? You're on Facebook.
Facebook,
and
I got Pamela Psychic Insight blog. And if you want, you can get a free manifest your heart's desire meditation. All you have to do is go onto my website and find it there, and get Monday affirmations delivered to your email on Monday mornings. So.
Awesome. So they just go on and sign up for that, or how do they do that?
They just go on for the meditation. You'll see a little heart tree, and there's a link underneath. You know, click on that, sign up for it, and the same thing with the Monday's meditation. It's on an ocean, because I figure ocean is so
cool.
Soothing and relaxing. So there's a picture of the ocean.
Nice, very nice. I also do coffee. For anybody who's interested in coffee, tea, all that other stuff, it's like there's a www.kellycoulter, KellyCoulter, .organogold, .com. And if you get there, sign in with, log in with 1279-3201, and you can have a free retail account over there to buy also the world's best coffee, tea, and et cetera with the awesome herbs in it. So. All right.
You have your other radio show, so I will talk to you on Tuesday.
All righty. We'll see you then. Have a good weekend.
You too. All righty.
You can tell Chris we all said hi.
Okay, I will. Okay. All right.
We
we will see you again.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.